John, thank you very much for the kind words. I do appreciate that. However, way more failures when it comes to this than there is success stories. And it's not easy because when we're talking about health, you know, we're talking about going to the gym, eating right and all that, the first thing that comes to my mind is like, it's just more work. It's just something else I have to do. And it's always tough. And sometimes I even think we do that with other elements when we're talking about, oh, like finances. Hey, well, you know, we got to get our budget in line. More work, right? Sometimes we might even look at it like Friday night prayer. We know we need it, but we're kind of looking at it as if it's some type of work. And sometimes we miss the hidden benefits behind all that stuff. So, you know, with that, I've learned over the years when I'm going to start something, like, okay, I'm going to, you know what, I'm going to start reading my Bible more. Or I'm going to look at my, I got to do something better with my finances. I'm gonna do something like that. I'm going to start eating better. I'm going to start going to the gym. Every single time I've failed on these things, because I've done a truckload, it's always been like on a Thursday or Friday where I've had that spot, like, oh, I'm doing this new, and I'm going to start it on Monday. Yeah. Have you ever wanted to start something Monday? Like, hey, no matter what, this is a good idea. I want to start on Monday. And then because it essentially kind of gives us that little free pass, right? Like, all right, I can just kind of go through the week and get a free pass. I'll start on Monday. Monday comes, and you don't do it, right? So I'm not saying you can't start on a Monday, but just watch starting. Don't start on a Monday. Usually when you have the idea that you want to do it, you make that decision within yourself and you start doing it now. Because the preparation part is starting. So watch that one right there. It's really sticky. So, and John was right. 2005, I met John, and it was right around that time I just started learning about eating food right, you know, looking at stuff like that. And so I learned some stuff, didn't really do anything. But it was right around 2008, I told myself, I need to start going back to the gym. And so I told myself I'm going to start on a Monday anyways. It took me about 3 weeks after that to actually start. Well, when I went into the gym, I'm like, I'm ready to go. I'm going to get on a treadmill, do this stuff. And listen, I had aches and pain. I couldn't even go 30 seconds without, I mean, I was jammed up. I mean, everywhere. I mean, like, I was, man, and I was like in my young 30s then. Are you kidding me? That's supposed to be, you should be doing well at that time. So anyways, I went. So I did good. I went like about 2 years consistently, and I felt really cool about that. Well, when we were in Florida at the time, our company had a health fair. I don't know if you guys have been to a health fair before. They have a bunch of booths in there. They'll check your sugar, your cholesterol, and blood pressure and all that type of stuff. So it's one of those free things they give you, right? So I'm like, okay, you go. Went here, you know, did my sugar, did my cholesterol, did my blood. And then they had this really cool, it was kind of like a survey questionnaire because you're going to go sit with the nurse. And it has on there what you eat. Like, how many vegetables do you eat a day? Like, 1 to 2 servings, 3 to 4, 5 to 6. And I'm looking at all this stuff, and I think I'm slick, and it was weird. I essentially lied on all of it. Oh, yeah, I do 5 to 7. I do this. I'm like, who am I trying to fool, right? So I do all this, and they look at me like, wow, that's, man, you're eating really good. And then my results came. And kind of pretty much got caught in my lie. Like, they're going, you got major problems, because my cholesterol was really bad. I had high blood pressure. Oh, wow. I had to go on medication. And I was like, this was awful. And I'm telling the lady, I said, hey, well, I go to the gym. I'm trying to convince the nurse, right? Like, she probably doesn't care. She's doing her job. So I go, well, I go to the gym and I'm running. I've been doing this for 2 years. And she goes, you better do a lot more than that, because if you don't change the way you eat, you can go to the gym all day long and you're not going to really get any results, right? So what do they say, like 80-20, 70-30, something like that as far as the eating? So anyways, those were the transitions of me trying to change what I was doing, change what I eat, because it's huge as far as what you're eating. So what happened was, as we get into this and start talking about the detoxing, cleansing, essentially, those two words are interchangeable. So if you hear me say it, they mean the same thing. It's pretty much getting all the junk out of your body, right? Some of this, all the stuff that just kind of stuck in there. Now, there's so many different types of detoxes. There's so many. I mean, there's a zillion of them. The benefits go on forever and ever. I'm not going to really talk about the different types, just really looking at the benefits of the detox, of what it can do for you. Because what you'll find out, not one size fits all. Like, the cleanse that I chose to do is not something that you would probably want to do, because I am kind of crazy when it comes to this type of stuff. what motivates me is not going to what motivates you, right? And I've learned that. Anybody that knows me close, they know what buttons to push for me in order for me to do something. I'm always looking to do something that's really hard to do. If somebody says, oh yeah, you really can't do that, that's me. That's my personality. I'm like, oh, you say what? Okay, I have to do that. That's kind of like my personality. So I've done the Master Cleanse a few times now, and the Master Cleanse consistently, it consists of, it's literally a liquid. It's cayenne pepper, gravy, maple syrup, lemon juice, and that's it. And it's a mixture, and you just drink the stuff. I mean, it's literally like Drano for the body, and it's awful. Don't eat. I mean, it's awful. Well, it really is. It is, so the mixture is, it's 2 tablespoons of gravy maple syrup, a dash of cayenne pepper, and 2 tablespoons of lemon juice, and approximately 16 ounces of water. That would be the mixture of that. And they really say you want to do about 64 ounces a day. I'm going to get back on that, and I'll ask questions about that later. So here it is. The whole gym part. So, you know, the wife and I and the family, you know, we're going to the Y every day after work as a family, and we're doing this, and it is so hard. I'm telling you, when we're driving there, no one's even talking in the car. On this one Friday night, the girls had to stay back, and Levi and I are going. And this just happened 2 weeks ago. We're going. He's like, Dad, I don't want to go. And I'm like, I don't want to go either. And I really don't want to go. And it's raining, and it's cold, and we're walking in the parking lot at the Y, and I'm just not liking it. Like, you know, so we're getting there. I said, once we get in there, we'll feel better. So we go into the gym, you know, all the treadmills, everybody's on, these, all these things. And I said, Levi, I want you to look at something. I want you to watch these people. And I said, so we're watching them, like, not in a creepy watch, right? Just watching people. I said, does anybody in here even look happy? I mean, I'm serious. There's not one person on a treadmill that runs with a smile on their face. No one does. No one looks happy. But what I've learned is all these people that went in there, they had to push through something. They had to push through something to get there because the benefits are there. And people are just working past, I don't want to be here. I guarantee nobody wanted to be there if they didn't have to be there. So it's tough. It really is. It really is tough. And you just have to make, the move. We got to make a transition of say, I'm just going to push through this and I'm going to get in here and I'm just going to start putting in the work. Just start putting in the work. And the one thing that I did learn is I try not to use the word goals so much. Because every time I use the word goals, I think of, gosh, it's just more work I have to do. You sit there, oh, hey, Jesse, here's your 2017 objective goals for the end of the year. And I'm like thinking, gosh, this is just more work. I don't even look at it that way anymore. I just look at it, this is what you do. I had this goal. I said, I'm going to do all these Tough Mudders. It's my goal. I need to get 10. And I stopped talking about it as a goal because it's just something that I've incorporated in my life that I do. So try to look at stuff that you're going to incorporate things in your life and you are going to do these things. You want to set yourself up. You want to set yourself up to succeed. That's the idea. Set yourself up for it. Don't try to look like it as too much work. So as we go into why are we going to detox, there's a lot of our body's made up. It's crazy and it's wonderful. There's all these different types of foods that we can get into our body that are going to put. It's going to give it help. We're going to move it. These are type of foods that we can eat. Not many of us know the foods that we take into our body, what they're actually doing for our body. What systems are they going? Someone's going to go, hey, man, oh, the liver, that's good. I need to have some grapefruit. I hate grapefruit. Fine. Then have avocado. I don't like avocado, lemon. So you look at this type of stuff, and it will help you with a balanced type of diet.
Can we Rigo. Make this available?
Yes, we can.
Yeah.
Yep. So it's just an idea, and we can send this out. What certain aspects of your body does it need? All the nutrients it needs. Because so many times that we're eating stuff, come on, it's just dead, empty, nothing. It's not doing anything for us. So we really have to capitalize on the foods that are good for our body. Mm-hmm. Now, what happens The cool thing about this, you can transition to start eating right or correct at any time. That's the beauty about it. You can just like, hey, I'm just going to start eating fruits and vegetables in a blender. You can start doing that at any time, and that's an easy transition for anybody to do. You want to get off the line. You want to kickstart. How do I get the crap that's in my body out, literally, right? So I can have a fresh start, because that's stuff that has stayed in over the years. And with the cleansing, I'm telling you, my last cleanse I did here just a couple months ago, I have been fairly disciplined, I think. Don't get me wrong, I'm not perfect, because I mean, I'll eat this or that. I felt like I was in a pretty good spot. When I went through my cleanse here a couple months ago, I could not believe the foulness in my body that I still had in there that had to get out. Like all these bad toxins, chemicals that were jammed up my intestines that were really slowing me down. So we want to get those out. We have to get those out. So we're going to look at some benefits. Like I said, I think I have 5, 6, 7 benefits up here. However, the list is huge. Like you can go 200. So we're just going to talk about a couple of them. The big one, weight loss. We have, of course, this makes sense. Everybody knows this. You eat right, you lose weight, right? We know this. We have so much stuff that's in our intestines right now that's jammed up. Yeah. It's all about dislodging all the waste that's in there. You see, one of the worst tasks that I ever have in my household, by a husband, by a guy, they're all by default, they come to you. Every so often, I get, you know, Sherry says, hey, Jess, our tub upstairs is slowly draining, or something like that, and I'll hear it. I just forget about it. I didn't hear it. 2 weeks later, hey, it's still there. I'm like, huh. And then finally, I hate this task. I don't know if you've ever had to unclog, right, a bathtub. Okay, we're not even gonna talk. The drain, are you kidding me? The things that are in the drain, like they won't just come out. They're not made because the hair, soap, scrub, all that stuff, it's not made. Those pipes are not made for that, and it will not come out. Well, think of the pipes in your body. I mean, think about the pipes in your body that we get jammed up in, and I'm hearing people can go a couple days without having a bowel movement. Are you kidding me? That is just awful, because that stuff has stayed in. It's stayed in your system now, and it's not going anywhere. It has to come out. So we want to talk about clean pipes too, and we're going to do that. We need some help. Sleeping. Sleeping is very, very important. Irregular type of sleeping is because of our patterns within our body that don't let you sleep consistently. We're waking up. If you're eating wrong, drinking wrong, and I know this. I've been jammed up on my sleep before, and I'm like, oh my gosh, I can't sleep. It's the things that I have been consuming that are not right that are making you not be able to sleep well, right? You have to be able to sleep well. You want to get solid sleep. Z's. See? That's Garfield. Clear skin. So here's an interesting part. I like this one. So pretty. No, when going through the cleanse that I was even last going through, one of the things that I did notice is actually on my third day, I actually started getting a little acne, you know, getting some zits. Your body is actually releasing the toxins right now, and they're actually coming out of the pores of your skin. So when you actually get that, there's times you'll experience like a headaches. Or you're sweating, your body is releasing all this. It's also the same idea as when you're exercising and you're sweating. You're sweating out all of those toxins in your body. And ultimately, as you go through the stages, they're releasing, and then all of a sudden, everything starts clearing up a little bit more in your body. Boosting the immune system. This is a tough one because it's been a tough year for so many people I've known. Of being actually sick this year, I've been hit pretty hard. I know a lot of us have, and that does happen from time to time for sure. However, one of the things I have noticed is when we don't consume the right foods in our body can't fight properly. We have an immune system. God has built this awesome temple, and it's made our body's made to break stuff down and fight certain things. when we don't give it the right fuel, it's a weak system. We don't have what it takes to fight colds. If we get colds often, or we're jammed up inside, stomach hurts, headaches, a lot of this is what we're consuming, our body can't fight it. It's like, man, give me the right fuel, I can't do this. So it's really important to eat what we're doing, eat right. Digestive pipes. Really, this is once a little bit important. I know I already mentioned about it. Fiber is great. Flaxseed is great. These are the things that we can that help our body release the waste in our body. Don't go a couple days. If you look at it and you go a couple days without having a bowel movement, going poop, okay? Look at your diet, the things that you're eating. You have to incorporate things in your body to help your body to release. Okay? So as we go, I'll let you look at that slide. Maintain an overall health wellness. As you're looking at that slide, this is the one thing. When you're gonna find a cleanse that works for you. Keep it 3 days. They usually say, and because it's manageable to start off with, you need to start gaining traction in your life. Don't set on a 15-day one. Set off for a 3-day one, fruits and vegetables in a blender. And a lot of times I always thought to myself, well, I heard this guy on one show say, well, why do you have to put fruits and vegetables in a blender to drink it? Why don't you just eat them? And the guy goes, that's the problem. Nobody does. Wow. go ahead and put these up. You can get a blender and you juice them. Juice up the blender. We know as soon as you start, you juice it, we know the nutrients will start breaking down. We know that. But if you make one and you have it in the morning, have a nice lid on it and you keep it in the refrigerator and you can have it for the day. Drink it, finish it through the day. Don't have this like big audacious goal, right? Don't do that quite yet. We have to gain traction. Go a couple days. One of the things that allowed me to be focused, because so many years of doing these that I would start and I would stop, and it was awful. The pattern was so awful that I just couldn't get it. Like I couldn't maintain. I was always great at starting, but I could never finish. I could start well, and I'm like, I get some traction, momentum, and then all of a sudden, yeah, I'm like, the body's feeling pretty good. And then as soon as my body starts feeling good, I start getting a little sloppy, because now I feel like I can get away with it. So feel pretty good, maybe feel a little flat. Jeans are fitting good, and then I thought, well, I can get away with eating that. That one thing is not going to put me back to where it was. It slowly creeps in, and that's what it did for me. It slowly started creeping in a little bit. My goodness sakes, how is this not doing it? One of the biggest motivators for me, and I mean that, and I truly, truly mean this. Yes, of course you do it because God's given us this body and we're to respect it. Of course, absolutely. Yeah, you do it for your family. Absolutely, you do it for your family. You do it because you want to live long and you want to see your great-grandkids. Yes, you do. The one thing that I never did it for at that time, I never did it for myself. I never actually cared enough about myself to take care of it for me. I did it for other people. I never once did it for myself. And when I started looking at that, I'm not talking about self-glorifying self. I'm talking about just loving yourself enough to do the right thing. So when I started doing it this, and I do these crazy things like, you know, like these obstacle course racings, these stuff that people are like, you're dumb. What? But I'm doing it for me. It's something that I like to do, and I like to do it for me. It's a reward for me. It's a reward for me when I'm out on the track and I'm doing stuff with people that are half my age. I do it for me. It makes me feel good. And I know I can't do these things unless I take care of my body. If I can't take care of my body, I can't compete at all. So I know. So that's how I'm doing it for me. I'm like, you know what? As soon as I'm done doing something, I'm signing up the following year. It's like I'm committing myself here
want.
And when I spend money on a ticket for anything, because I hate wasting money, I'm doing it. So like if it's here, I'm doing it because I'm just so. But I'm doing it. I used to do it for the goal. Now I'm doing it because this is what I do. Every year I do this. It's just something that I've incorporated into my life. Every year I'll look at doing cleanses. I don't look at it as a goal anymore. I look at this is just what I'm going to do for my body because my body needs this. When I get to be older, my hope is that I'm going to thank God for my health. I'm going to thank Him, and I'll have to rely less on His healing.
Yes.
Right? And that's okay. That's okay to do that. So what are we going to do? What are you guys going to do? Will you guys start with something small? Don't look at it like work. Please don't look at it like, man, this is just something else I have to do. Don't look at it like that at all. Look at it that this is something that you're going to do for yourself and make it obtainable. Don't go crazy. Don't think that you're going to do this crazy, huge thing. Start off with a couple days. Do a couple day cleanse. And you start now. Don't start tomorrow. Don't start Monday. Start just start now. And you guys, and we can all do this, but I want you guys to be able to do it. Something that you guys can achieve. You want to hit it, you know, yes, it is a goal. Of course it is. But do it for yourself. Find your motivation. What personality, like the personality you are, what drives you?
Yeah.
What will make you do it? And everybody's going to be a little bit different on that.
Yes.
So, I have done this Master Cleanse. Is there any questions about that? It's 2 tablespoons of lemon and 18 ounces. They have the makeup broke down by 8 ounces, and usually water bottles come in. The ones that we have are close to double that, so I just double the recipe for that one water bottle.
I got a question.
Sure.
How do you prep your family for the, because the first 2 days of anything like this, you're not yourself, you're mean Jesse, probably,
yeah.
You're feeling bad, you're headaches, and I felt horrible. How do you prep your family for, at least until you get into it, and you level?
Yeah, of course. No, it's a good question. So after you get past this stage, where I failed, and I appreciate the question, when I'm in my house and I make drinks, and I'll make drinks, right? I'll make them. I said, Paige, Levi, come out. I said, you know, Cheryl will be working downstairs. Here's drinks. And they look at it and like, dude, this is gross. I said, you're drinking it. He goes, but it's gross. I said, listen, drink it. I said, plug your nose and drink it. I'm like, you're going to do it, you know? So getting past the ornery stage of, we definitely do talk about it. Hey, guys, we're going to incorporate this. We don't go crazy with it, though.
Yeah.
Now, we'll still eat, you know, still eating food, but we're incorporating the juicing part as every day. So we're going to start off like that. And then we'll start slowly getting rid of certain foods. Like, hey, listen, we're just not eating that. If it's white, get it out of here. Go. I mean, there's certain things that we're going to stop. We're going to eliminate that we're just not going to have anything to do with anymore. With the juicing, the one thing I've learned is this. Green is good. Anything is green. I'm thinking, I love spinach and kale. Well, actually, I don't. When you just do spinach and kale in a blender and you drink it, whoa. I mean, it's something else. But what I've learned, one thing with juicing is this is great. Peanut butter. If you have peanut allergy, that's tough. I'm sorry to hear that. Peanut butter. QFC right by our corner has a cool thing, right? Because they have the peanuts in the machine, right? Into grinder, push the button, and it comes in the big, you know, you just get the grounded, right? That's real peanut butter. The cool thing is I get this huge thing of peanut butter. It costs like $2.50. Man, the Jiffy's twice that. And it's twice, and Jiffy's so much, that's awful. You don't eat Jiffy. I've learned putting a tablespoon of that peanut butter in every one of my drinks, dump that in there. It takes the bitterness away from everything because you taste a hint of peanut butter with your whole drink, and it's awesome. You can do the same thing with almond butter. A little almond butter, boom. That is so good for you, and it takes the sting away of the nastiness of the grain. So go with spinach, go with kale. Fruits are good. Don't overdo it on the fruits. Don't overdo it because of the sugar in there. But of course, a couple strawberries, blueberries, you know, a chunk of avocado, half a banana. That's a, that that creates a very, very good mixture. Yeah.
So why don't you do the master plans over the one with like the fruits and vegetables? Do you agree that the fruits and vegetables is more nutritious?
Excuse me.
Master plans, why would
they're recording this, so if you can use a mic, so you can, when he answers the question, we can understand what the question was.
So now, yep. Why would you choose the master plans over the one with the fruits and vegetables? Seems like the fruits and vegetables is, are more nutritious. In the master cleanse, why did you pick one over the other?
No, that's a great question. You're definitely getting more nutrients with fruits and vegetables, no doubt about it. The idea behind the master cleanse that I chose to do, that was not about I'm getting the correct nutrients. That was about I'm using this cleanse to flush out all the waste and toxins in my body. That was the idea. That's the idea behind that cleanse. I wanted to rid myself of everything that has stayed in my system over the years that my body could not process out. My body ended up storing all these chemicals and waste in my body. And if I just did fruits and vegetables, it would eventually go away. All that waste toxins would eventually go away. The master cleanse took it away in 10 days. But good, very good question.
Or somewhere like in the summertime, you go with like different fairs and stuff, and you'll see people sitting down with their feet in a tub of some solution, and the water's just like this icky, gross, murky color, and it supposedly it's pulling all the toxins from their body. What is, you know, that what's in that water?
No, I'm not too sure what's in that water. I'm not too sure. Maybe somebody else could chime in on that. I'm not too sure exactly, you know, what's in there without knowing, you know. I'll be in there, but
I have a comment on that. So the different
you're not choosing them.
Oh.
I'll get you back.
All right. So there's some other toxins that just pesticide that we just get out of the air that just go through your body and it just gusses, right? And so that would work, but what just but also the other toxins that just clog up your digestive tract, those ones only get out by doing a cleanse that goes through the same tract like your food would go. So yeah, I think you could do that, but to clean up your gut, and because I've heard that a lot of us walk around with about 7 pounds of fecal matter that is just clogged up in our digestive tract that would go away. And that stops all absorption of nutrition. And because you eat good food, but then you got all that stuff clogged up, so your body cannot assimilate all the nutrition, even from fruits and vegetables. So that's why you need to do this first, so that when you eat clean, you actually get the benefits out of it. If you don't, then you have all this clogged up, and your small intestines is covered with all this stuff that is stopping the absorption of nutrition. And that's why, you know, if you're thinking about, like, if you're eating 3 times a day, but only going to the bathroom 1 time a day, so what's happening to the food you ate 2 times? Yeah. Or if you go to the bathroom once in 2 days, what's happening to all the food you ate? What's going on with that? You know, I look at Daniel, any little kids, Daniel goes to the bathroom about 2-3 times a day because he's still a kid, he doesn't have all that stuff built up. So we're supposed to eat and go to the bathroom. That's how. But if we're not going to the bathroom, what's happening to the food you're eating? You know? So that's why cleanse is so important.
So you said,
do the cleanse for 3 days in a row. Would you do 2 a day and not eat anything else, right? Just drink water all day?
Now, say that one more time, Yolanda.
You said do the cleanse 3 days in a row. How often 3 days in a row? Once a month? Or?
Yeah, no, of course, of course. So this is where I think judgment for yourself comes in. How do you feel? I would start off by doing 3 days. Of course, we can do 3 days. The intervals with that, once a month, once every 2 months? I think it all depends on the individual. I think all that depends on your age, your gender, your personality, your body type. I think all those factors come in, and I think what feels comfortable for you. If someone goes 3 days and they're like, wow, that was really, really easy, maybe they're going to go 3 more days on top of that. Or there's some self-awareness involved in this. So I would start off with 3 days, once a month, sure. Or maybe even once every 2 months. But I think the main thing is start it and do it and give yourself a self-evaluation.
You just can't do it too much. It won't be harmful to your body. If I'm getting at it, it won't be harmful to your body if you do this once a month for 3 days. Because I don't want to do it too much.
No, of course. No, I appreciate that. Of course, and by all means, I am no doctor, but I really would say I don't think anybody or any doctor or scientist would say eating fruits and vegetables 3 days in a row would be harmful for a body. So I would say, yeah, 3 days fruits and vegetables. Now, for some reason, if your body is challenged with that, then you might want to dial that back.
Well, I'm talking about the detox thing. The adrenal thing, because I already have drastically changed my eating habits from eating fruits and vegetables to just 2 smoothies a day. My green smoothies, 1 in the morning and 1 at night.
Okay.
And I've had a headache since Wednesday morning because
of it. Oh, so it's working.
My fruits and vegetables, but I've switched it to liquid.
Okay.
Like the last month.
Okay, okay.
So I want to incorporate this in with me doing my drinks.
Oh, you want to incorporate the Master Cleanse into
yes.
that? Oh, okay. So the way the Master Cleanse is set up, it's you really don't incorporate anything other than that. So there is with the Master Cleanse, it's essentially it's that's all you do. You can drink as much water as you like on top of it, and there is a laxative tea that you can have at nighttime, and that's really it. Now, with that said, that's to get the best results. Now, I'm pretty sure all of us have done cleanses before that we've modified them, right? I've done the Master Cleanse before where I'm like, on day 3, I ended up having a handful of nuts one time. You know, so that's not in the plan, but I was like, for some reason, I needed to chew on something because it was so hard. So there's modifications that you can do for a cleanse, but if you want the full benefits of the way it's structured, go from really the letter of that law to hold to it to get the maximum benefits. JD.
With the cleanse, you're only doing the cleanse, you're not eating anything.
That's correct. You're not eating anything. It actually starts off in the morning with 32 ounces of warm water, distilled warm water, and 2 teaspoons of sea salt. This is called the sea salt flush. Boy, this... This is, when I did my last one, I actually started on a Friday to anticipate myself because we have jobs and all that. The first day of starting the cleanse, your body, it kind of geeks it out and it doesn't understand yet what it's doing. So getting through the first day is not a big deal. Going into the second and third day, I'm just glad I had the weekend, right? So it starts off with the sea salt flush in the morning and they recommend 8 to 10, so 64 ounces total, of the grade B maple syrup, lemon juice, and a dash of cayenne pepper. And it's a mixture, and you drink it. You drink it, end up 64 ounces throughout the whole day. At nighttime, there's a laxative, non-caffeinated tea that you drink. That's it, 10 days. So my objective really wasn't looking to lose weight, but of course you're going to. I did it. Yes, I literally, and this is the thing of getting rid of all this waste right around day two, day three, when your body, it start talking to your body and your body saying, okay, you've put this stuff in here. I'm releasing everything that's been clinging to you, right? I think I ended up losing probably about 6-8 pounds of just dead fecal matter that was jammed up in me. It's very liquid. It's very liquid. Bring a candle in the bathroom and light it. So all in all, yeah, it was, like I said, it wasn't looking for losing weight, but yeah, I ended up losing 20 pounds.
And
Now, but the good news is, you put some of that back on, because when you do a very intense cleanse like that, you're gonna lose a little good tissue, you're gonna lose a little muscle, right? But that stuff, your body's resilient. I wanted to put some weight back on, so I was able to put about 10 pounds back on, and now I'm down 10 pounds. But the 10 pounds I'm down is the weight that I didn't want to be carrying, because it got released out of my system. There was another question.
You didn't work out when you were doing that cleanse, did you?
Yes.
So I took it very easy. I did exercise, but I knew that you got to be very, very careful exercising on a cleanse, because you're actually not getting the nutrients you need to go burn in the gym. So I did go to the gym. I just took it very, very easy.
A couple things. So John Wayne was found with 40 pounds of dead fecal matter in his colon. And so was Elvis.
Yep.
Elvis had like 50 pounds. So just be aware, it's a bad, bad thing. The master cleanse, I know there's a process leading into it. I've seen you and Tim at work do it. And leading into it, you kind of prep for it, and then you do your 10 days. And then you have to ease your way back into whole food, right? Is there somewhere where we can actually find the full process online, or something that details it for those of us that are, kind of a dummy? I have to dumb it down.
Yeah.
I have to be very specific, or otherwise I'll mess it up. So just curious, yeah. Is there somewhere we can find that?
Yeah, that's perfect. The Master Cleanse website, and I think it's mastercleanse.com. Thank you, Rico, for mentioning that, because there is a phase in, phase out process that's important. I've never done it. I didn't do it all the time, the phase in, phase out. Highly recommend you do it. So if you're going to start a cleanse like this, the phase in, there's like a 3-day phase in where you're literally soup and fruits and vegetables. Just eat that for the first 3 days before you get into the cleanse.
Nothing else?
No. I will keep it very light phase in. I'll tell you why. If you're going to be like me in the times where I failed, I started on Monday, Sunday eating pizza. I'm like, hey, I'm doing the master cleanse tomorrow. Your body goes through a major shock, and I don't recommend it, because it's your major shock. The phase out is just important. Think of how small your stomach shrinks. And I have actually read up on testimonies on all this stuff, that people that have done this cleanse. I've even went 15 days on this cleanse before. If somebody on the next day, if you decided that you're going to eat like food, I've heard people end up going to the hospital because they're like, oh, I made it. So now I'm going to eat this burger. I'm going to eat this. And your body, or whatever the case is, the body couldn't process it. Like the body could not process it. And you can have some very severe damage to your body. So the phase out process would be, I'm done with the cleanse. On my next day, I still started the morning off with a drink, another drink. And then at lunchtime, I had some broth, right? And then at nighttime, I'm just picking on some watermelon, and I'm drinking it. I'm drinking that type of stuff. So, and then I eased in the next day. I had a salad and some soup. And then day three, I started introducing small foods now. I had some oats. I had some chicken, very light, chewed it like 100 times in my mouth before I swallowed each bite, right? And then you can start getting back in. But here's the beauty about when you phase out, and you start incorporating the right foods into our body, you're thinking to yourself, the work I just put in, I don't want anything else other than good food. Your body actually starts talking to you, saying it craves the right thing. Like I'll look at certain things, certain foods that are people eating that I used to eat, and it makes me sick to my stomach even looking at it. Like I don't want to have anything to do with it, because my body is really craving these nutrients that it really needs. Rico, good comment.
And we'll send the link this week's email. We'll send the link.
Can you master?
We will send a link out to the website, and you guys can read up on it if you like. Now remember, this is just one of many, many, many cleanses out there.
Good morning, everyone.
Good morning.
Since I'm the only Asian in the house, Asian tends to do the back door, the back way, all the time. But the instant thing for me that I did for myself and my other Asian friends, we bought this a slim tea. There's a slim tea in any Asian store. And I did it for like, well, I did it for myself 5 days, but you have to drink that at night. It will take out all the toxin. Just remember, don't do it at daytime, because you're going to go to the bathroom, you know, 100 times. So that's the quickest for us to, for me to, I did last time. So I really lost 30 pounds.
What is it?
It's really awesome. I used to struggle with the weight and the skin thing and feeling like always like uptight and cannot sleep. Honestly, once you take out the unnecessary stuff in your body, you're set free.
Amen. Great. Okay, Tom.
How much easier did you for you to, after you go through something that extreme, because that is pretty extreme by most standards, how much easier has it been for you to then now eat clean and only eat what you're supposed to be eating?
Right. Huge motivation. I actually really crave things. I really crave the right foods a lot of times. And if I end up eating something that's not completely clean, right? And that happens even today. And that even happens today. But I'm very conscious what I eat, when I eat, and what is this effect going to do for me? If I start seeing myself slip, then I know that I have to reel it back in a little bit. For the most part, I think the decisions are fairly easy. It's just because ultimately the way that I feel. Like the way that I feel inside, I don't want that to change. I don't want to go back to the way that I used to feel. You know, I'm holding my breath to tie my shoes and all that. I'm like, I don't want to go back to doing that anymore because it's hurt. And I was tired of the aches and pains. And I didn't even think I was that old. And I'm still not old, but I'm just saying, right? I just want to feel good. I want to be able to have a good night's sleep. I want to get up. I want to feel good about myself. I want to think clear. I want to go to the gym. I go to the gym now. I don't even look at it as, oh, it's just, gosh, more work. I do it because, like, my body's saying, hey, man, put some time in for me. You need this. Put some time. So we just do it. So that's just what you do. Yep. Great. Any other questions? Well, great. Listen, hey, very good questions, good comments. We'll send out some more information if you're interested. And I just hope and believe and pray that, you know, you choose the right thing for you. But I think the idea would be just do something, and it's okay to start now, right? All right, guys, thank you very much. Really appreciate it.
All right, get out.